Well, friends, here we are again, just west of midnight and about to look in on the biggest Western party this side of the Sierras. This is Tom Hanlon inviting you to get your hat and coat and come along with me right up to the front door of the big barn and look in on Dusty King and his crew are just tuning up for a rousing old-time tune.
Went downtown the other night, I heard a noise and saw a fight. Watched when he was running around, singing, "Old Nantucker's coming to town.
Get out of the way, old Nantucker, get out of the way, old Nantucker, get out of the way, old Nantucker, come to play, get his supper."
Old Nantucker went down to the hill to get some lard to put in the mill. The miller swore by the point of his knife and never seen such a man in his life.
Get out of the way, old Nantucker, get out of the way, old Nantucker, get out of the way, old Nantucker, come to play and get
your
supper.
Old Nantucker, he got drunk and fell in a fire and he kicked up a chump. Reverend Harco got in his shoe and bless you, honey, how the ashes flew.
Get out of the way, old Nantucker, get out of the way, old Nantucker, get out of the way, old Nantucker, come to play in the summer.
Well, howdy, folks, howdy. It's always a lot of fun when old Nantucker gets to town. And all the more reason why we should have a roll call. Well, we got just about time for everybody to get acquainted. My name's Dusty King. What's yours? Well, it's sure good to know you, and I don't know of any better way to become everlasting friends than to have Sally Foster sing for you. Well, Sally, you're just as pretty as a pet sage hen tonight, and we'd all love to hear you sing when the white azaleas start blooming.
All right, Dusty, here it is. When the white azaleas start blooming, I'll come back to you. When spring's in the air with its freshness so rare, we'll make each dream come true. When the white azaleas start blooming, way up in those mountains so high, we'll build a nest where we'll find peace and rest, sweetheart, for only you and I. When the white azaleas start blooming, way up in those mountains so high, we'll build a nest where we'll find peace and rest, sweetheart, for only you.
Take a bouquet of azaleas almost any time, Sally. Say, Andy, where's Charlie Morgan tonight? You know, he usually comes bouncing in and wants a square dance about this time.
Why, Dusty, he's over in the corner looking like he'd been hit with a wet pack saddle. But maybe if we play the square dance anyway, it'll sort of snap him out.
Well, anything for Flat Top Morgan. Andy, see if you can get Arthur Smith, the king of the fiddlers, to throw a few dolly welders around the neck of his fiddle, will you?
Okay, go ahead, Arthur. I'll see if Sally Foster can find out what's going on.
Thank you.
was fine, Art. Really livened things up. Even Flatstop Morgan couldn't sit still. And I might just as well warn you to get a new hold on your seats, because here comes a big noise for the ladies. The Paul Bunyan of the Hollywood Barn Dance, the ladies' man with the red bow tie, Ken Carr.
Well, thank you, Dusty, and hi, your friend.
Well, how are you tonight, Ken?
Well, I feel great, Dusty. In fact, I feel like a human dynamo.
Oh, you do? You know, I guess it's the weather. It affects me that way, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, when it's brisk, I feel brisk. When it's breezy, I feel breezy. And when it's sharp, I feel sharp.
It's kind of balmy out tonight, ain't it?
Well, Ken, what are you so happy about?
I guess it's love, Dusty.
Love?
Yes, I met a girl the other day while I was doing some Christmas shopping. It was love at first sight. She's really a sight, too. Right after the Christmas shopping, I took her in a big nightclub. We danced a few times. And then I bought her a great big dinner with dessert. And after the dinner, I took her home in the taxi. When I got her home, she wanted me to kiss her.
Ooh, well, did you?
No. I thought I'd done enough for her already. You know, Dusty, she took me in the house and we sat down on the sofa. Pretty soon she looked right at me. She said, "Don't you think I have a beautiful schoolgirl complexion?" I said, "You sure do. But why don't you let some of them wrinkles out for recess?" Pretty soon she turned the lights down. And then she turned the radio down real low. And then she turned it down again. And then again.
Then what happened, Ken?
I couldn't hear the Lone Ranger.
Well, didn't you make love to her? You know, after all, Ken, you know that love is a beautiful thing. Now, you look at me. I'm going to be married.
What? You're going to get married?
Yeah.
After Patrick Henry died to give you liberty?
I know, Ken, but just think, she has $5 million.
Well, I guess Patrick Henry would have died anyway.
Well, what are you going to play for us tonight on the banjo, Ken?
Well, here we go with Sweet Georgia Brown.
Excuse me, Clippy. I got to keep the show going.
Well, I just wanted to ask you...
Not now, Clippy. Hey, I see Charlie Morgan's over there with the rest of the Plainsmen. They look like they're about to sing for us. Let's listen and see what they're up to.
Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not this valley, they say you are going. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. for you take with you all of the sunshine that has brightened our life all the while.
Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy that loved you so true.
Dusty, could I, may I?
You probably could have, Slicky, if I hadn't already asked Merle Travis to do his number about now.
Well, I thought...
Well, how about it, Merle? Are you all set?
I'll just be tickled pink. Particularly you.
We're tickled too, boy. Since you did anything about that hit song of yours, No Vacancy.
Well, I'll try to do something about it right now, Dusty.
Well, okay, Merle, we'd like to have it. Cliffy, stay away from me, will you?
All along the road of life I roam, looking for a place to call my home. Not a fancy mansion nor a bungalow for me. But everywhere I go, I seem to find hanging on the door the same old sign. And my heart beats slower when I read on the door, No Vacancy, No Vacancy, No Vacancy. All along the line, it's the same old sign waiting for me. No Vacancy, No Vacancy. And my heart beats slower when I read on the door, No Vacancy. Not so long ago when the bullet screamed, many was the happy dream I dreamed of a little nest where I could rest when the world was free. Now the mighty war over there is won, troubles and trials have just begun. Facing that terrible enemy sign, No Vacancy, No Vacancy,
No Vacancy,
No Vacancy,
No Vacancy.
All along the line it's the same old sign waiting for me. No Vacancy,
No Vacancy,
No Vacancy.
And
my heart beats slower when I read on the door, No Vacancy.
Thank you, Merle, thank you. Well, how about all you visitors tonight? Are you having fun?
Hey, Dusty, have you seen...
Well, in that case, everybody get yourself a partner for a snappy old square dance. I'll try to find out what Cliffy wants. Let her go, Art.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
By the time I got back to Cliffy, he was cotton, so he wouldn't tell me what he wanted. Oh, Sally Foster.
Yes, Dusty?
See if you can't liven things up again with another song.
I'll try to, Dusty. A little out of breath from that last square dance, though.
Hey, Sally, how about singing Trail Herding Cowboy Boy for us plainsmen?
I will, Andy, if you and the boys will help me.
Trail Herding Cowboy,
on your pony singing, Healy-ay, Healy-o. Start riding now, boy, we'll make San Antonio singing, Healy-ay, Healy-o. Long, weary days and a dusty road to travel, but we'll make a boss pay for all this battle-driving cattle. Light-hearted, carefree, trail herd and cowboy singing, Healy-ay, Healy-o. Keep moving, dogies, the time is a-wasting, singing, Healy-ay, Healy-o. I'm not impatient, but why don't they hasten, singing, Healy-ay, Healy-o. You ought to know that a certain someone's waiting, and you ought to know that two captivating, confiscating arms will enfold this trail herd and cowboy singing, Healy-ay, Healy-o. One little dogie strayed from his mother singing, Healy-ay, Healy-o. Trail herd and cowboy, there goes another singing, Healy-ay, Healy-o. Follow the dogie through endless days of sunshine. When this drive is over, we'll take our fun time all at one time. Make me a happy trail herd and cowboy singing, Healy-ay, Healy-o.
Sally, that sure put everybody in the right mood.
Say, Dusty, you seen that low-down good-for-nothing Johnny Bond?
I certainly have, Flippy, and here he comes right now.
Hiya, Flippy, old pal, old boulderhead.
Now, listen, don't you start giving me that old pal stuff, Johnny Bond.
Why, what's the matter?
You know what's the matter. I took you out to where my band was playing last night at the dance, and what did you do? What did you do?
I don't remember. What did I do?
Well, you made a fool out of me, that's all.
I did not either make a fool out of you. Somebody beat me to that long time ago.
You insulted my band and my customers and me.
Now, just how did I insult you?
Well, you told everybody I was so dumb I didn't know anything.
Yeah, I went further than that. I also said you didn't even suspect nothing.
Sonny, I'll have you know that I'm a polished musician.
Yeah, you ought to be. You've been brushed up off by enough people. That's a hard word to say. You try it.
No.
You know, Cliffy, you would have a pretty good dance if you didn't charge too much money.
Well, you call 15 cents per person too much?
Well, last week you only charged a dime.
Well, I know, but we had to raise the price to keep the riffraff out, John.
Well, listen, you better lower it again to get us riffraff back in.
I'll have you know I run a respectable place. The dancing starts every night exactly at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and the fighting starts at 9:30.
Intermissions every hour on the hour.
To bury the dead.
Now, listen, you stop that. Intermission, that's when everybody goes out for air.
Yeah. Then the fighting really starts in the parking lot. You know that.
I told you before that the hall gets so crowded that some of them have to dance out in the parking lot.
Well, you better watch them from now on. Somebody's been waltzing with my Chevrolet.
You don't have to tell me. You take that up with a parking lot attendant.
Yeah, no way that guy parks them cars. Say, did he used to be a billiard player?
I don't know. Why?
Well, you'd think it from the way he parks a car in the corner.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, he does it the hard way. He banks them off a telephone pole into the side pocket.
I know, John, but he's a good man. He's attended that parking lot for years.
Yeah, he told me he was going to quit, though, if you didn't get more light out there.
More light? How come?
Well, he said he couldn't see good enough to siphon gasoline.
Now, you never mind that. There's just one thing I want to know about yourself.
Yeah? I'll tell anything except between the years 1930 and 1940.
This was last night.
Yeah?
I want to know all about all that commotion that was going on out in the parking lot.
You got it too, huh?
I sure have.
Well, I'll tell you. You mean them two dames fighting, huh?
Yeah. Who were they and what were they fighting about?
Well, that was my wife, Little Bit, and some other dame. They was fighting over me.
Fighting over you? But you were laying right on the ground perfectly still.
Yes, I know. I got caught in the middle and my face connected with a strange fist.
They were fighting over you and you just laid there. Why didn't you get up and do something?
Listen, bud. Did you ever see two dogs fighting over a bone?
Well, certainly, but what's that got to do with it?
Well, did you ever see the bone get up and do anything?
Well, that Johnny Bond really has his troubles, and it looks like we got that bone out of the way just in time for that cowboy singing star, Jimmy Wakely. One of you boys hold his fiddle for him, will you?
You're somebody's rose now, and everyone knows now. You have decided just who it will be. I'm walking in clover, my troubles are over. You're somebody's rose now, that someone is me. I've waited a long time for someone like you. Now there's a lifetime too good to be true. The vows to be spoken will never be broken. You're somebody's rose now, that someone is me. I've waited a long time for someone like you. Now there's a lifetime too good to be true. The vows to be spoken will
never be broken. Here's somebody's rose now. That
someone is me. Thank you, friends, and thanks to Johnny Bond and Jack Rivers. Well, friends, tonight winds up my little part of the Hollywood Barn Dance, because tonight after the show, we're heading for Florida for a little tour. I want to thank CBS, Mr. Hargis, our producer, and all the cast of the Barn Dance for a swell time these past few weeks. And now a song dedicated to my best friend, my boy. A little boy of mine and a little boy of yours.
Who cares for fame and fortune? Who cares for wealth or gold? Because I have a fortune within my arms I hold. A tiny turned up nose, two cheeks just like a rose, so sweet from head to toe, that little boy of mine. Two eyes that shine so bright, two lips that kiss goodnight, two arms that hold me tight, that little boy of mine. No one will ever know just what his coming has meant. Because I love him so, he's something heaven has sent. He's all the world to me. He climbs upon my knees. To me he'll always be that little boy of mine.
So long, Jimmy Wakely, and good luck on your trip. And now, everybody, let's clear the floor for Jack Rivers and Little Rock Getaway.
Thank you.
The gang tells me you're a pretty good singer, but...
Yeah, they're kidding.
Up to now, I ain't heard you do none of it.
Well, Johnny, they're kidding you. But anybody, anyway, up to now, I've been pretty busy.
Well, look. If that's the only thing holding you up, I'll take over and you can sing. How about it?
All right.
How about it, folks? Huh?
Well, Johnny, here's one I hope the folks will like. It's called The One Rose. You're as sweet as the red rose in June, dear. I love you, adore you, I do. Each night through love land we'll wander, sweetheart, telling love stories anew. Out of the blue sky, a dark cloud came rolling, breaking my heart in two. Don't leave me alone, I love only you. You're the one rose that's left in my heart. Leave me alone, I love only you. You're the one rose that's left in my
Dusty, them kids really know what they're talking about. Have you got another song for us?
Well, I tell you, about this time next week, Johnny, but I'm afraid you'll have to wait until next Saturday night. So let's tell all the folks to join us next Saturday and every Saturday night here at the Hollywood Barn Dance for the kind of fun you don't regret on Sunday morning. And folks, go to church tomorrow and take a neighbor with you. You'll be glad you did. And this is Dusty King for the whole gang wishing you a very pleasant good night.
Be sure and join us again, same time, same Columbia station, next week for the Hollywood Barn Dance. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.